Guarding Against Danger from Within, The Legend of Mixco Viejo by Adam C. Olson. Taking a break from the welding work he is doing, Byron E. Quick raises his visor and wipes the sweat from his brow. President I. Quick, president of the San Juan branch, Guatemala City, Florida Stake, is building a new home for his wife, Etelvina, and their four children. He loves his family and wants the house to be comfortable, but he also wants it to be safe and strong. Locks, lights, and a sturdy roof and walls are just some of the features meant to protect his family from man and nature. As he talks about protecting his precious family, he pauses, because President I. Quick is familiar with the legend of Mixco Viejo. He understands that regardless of how well the house keeps things out, the greatest dangers to his family could come from what the family lets in. The Fall of Mixco Viejo. Mixco Viejo, a ruined city near the I. Quick's home, had its beginning as early as A.D. 900. Before its fall nearly 500 years ago, it must have been an impressive sight. The fortified city sat atop a series of high hills with steep approaches on all sides. Archaeologists estimate that at one time the city was home to more than 1,500 people, with another 7,000 in the surrounding valleys. Parts of the history of Mixco's fall are uncertain, but the legend is instructive. In 1525, the Spanish conquistador Pedro Alvarado laid siege to Mixco Viejo. The Spanish and their indigenous allies tried for more than a month to take the city, suffering heavy losses. However, Mixco Viejo remained a seemingly impenetrable home for its people. But legend says there was another way in, a secret passage that led into the city from a cave some distance away, a passage the people of Mixco Viejo may have seen no need to defend because it was small and so well hidden. The Spanish found it. They took advantage of the small opening the people had left in their defenses, surprising the city's inhabitants from the inside and destroying Mixco Viejo. Identifying weaknesses. President I. Quick believes homes and families are like Mixco Viejo, under a spiritual siege in which Satan maketh war with the saints of God and encompasseth them round about. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 29. The enemy is always searching for a way in, says President I. Quick. We must not be caught sleeping. No physical or spiritual wall can keep out an enemy who finds a door unguarded. Prophets of God have warned of dangerous openings through which the enemy may enter, no matter how strong the wall. Many of these doors deal with what we watch, what we listen to, and how we spend our time. Still, after we hear prophetic warnings, it is up to us to decide what action to take. Fortifying our families. The Holy Ghost is essential as we judge whether what we do strengthens us or weakens us. The way to judge is as plain as the daylight is from the dark night, Mormon taught. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that he may know good from evil. Moroni chapter 7, verses 15 and 16. We need the Holy Ghost as our guide, President I. Quick says. We should include in our lives those things that invite the Holy Ghost and remove those things that offend him. The standard is clear, taught Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. If something we think, see, hear, or do distances us from the Holy Ghost, then we should stop thinking, seeing, hearing, or doing that thing, taking the Holy Spirit for our guide. Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 57, is possible and is essential for our spiritual growth and survival in an increasingly wicked world. rebuilding the walls. Today, people are trying to preserve and rebuild the ruins of Mixco Viejo, a difficult task after 500 years. President and Sister Aiquic are trying to preserve their family and fortify it against the world, also a difficult task, but possible through family prayer, see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, Verse 5, family scripture study, see 1 Nephi, Chapter 15, Verses 23 and 24, family home evening, see 2 Nephi, Chapter 25, Verse 26, and teaching the importance of obedience, see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 88, Verse 34. President and Sister Aiquic are also teaching repentance because they understand that even after all they and their family do to protect themselves, there may be more doors than can be guarded, and in a moment of weakness caused by distraction, someone might fall. In preparation for those moments, President and Sister Aiquic recognize that they must teach their children not just faith in Jesus Christ and His atonement, but also repentance, see Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68, Verse 25, so that when their children make mistakes, they will recognize the breach in the wall and know how to fix it. Temptation will always be there, President Aiquic says. We must recognize our mistakes and repent quickly, or they will impede our progress and keep us from the protection of the Spirit. With daylight fading, and the legend of Mixco Viejo in mind, President Aiquic puts his tools away and calls his family together for evening prayer against the gathering darkness. Sidebar: protecting our homes. We need to make our homes a place of refuge from the storm, which is increasing in intensity all about us. Even if the smallest openings are left unattended, negative influences can penetrate the very walls of our homes. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Importance of the Family, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 40. End of the article. Guarding Against Danger from Within, The Legend of Mixco Viejo, by Adam C. Olson.